One of my favorite mayors to speak with when I get the opportunity to get him in the studio, and he's always gracious about driving down to from DeCoin to the studios here. Guy Longi is joining us this morning. Now, Ron Mitchell in Craneville just heard me say, you're one of my favorite mayors to talk to, and Ron's mad at me now.
Because you got to have some enemies, right?
Yeah, but I love Ron, so, you know, Ron, you're coming up. Your chance, don't worry, your chance is coming soon too, pal. Hey, Guy, first off, it's good to see you, man.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
You know, and I was talking about this yesterday with Will, and I think I'm really drawn to mayors like this. I see social media being used so effectively on your part when it comes to cheerleading for your community. And a good example, I think, right now is that, you know, you were displaying the signs that will be going up on the edge of town to you know, let everybody know you've got girls track state champions there.
First time ever in history. We're proud of them. We, you know, we try to call out our young people in DuQuoin that do good. These girls have been miraculous over the last couple of years. They've been great ambassadors for the city of DuQuoin. We're losing one or two of the girls, but I think maybe a repeat's in the offing for next year. The boys have done a great job also. Dasani Edward was the long jump champion. So you know, a lot of good things to be proud of over at the school.
It's interesting because when you look at what athletics means to DuQuoin, it's one of the heartbeats of your community, that and the DuQuoin State Fair and some others.
It is.
You take a look at this, DuQuoin State, DuQuoin and the Indians and football.
That's right.
You know, you go stand next to Michelle Klein. You know her?
No, I don't.
You can't help it. I mean, she gives off waves of DuQuoin fan for when it comes to athletics. It doesn't matter what it is. And I find out she's not the only one. You know, and people say, well, we're going up to DuQuoin because that's a great place to go see a game.
Well, you know, and the citizens of DuQuoin just got through electing Bob Carnes as one of our commissioners. So he's a Hall of Fame coach and took our kids to a couple of state finals in football. And he's one of the big cheerleaders for the school district, too.
Street Machine Nationals go smoothly this past
weekend?
Yeah,
you know, we had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a muddy mess. I my heart goes out to the promoters. I think our businesses did good in DuQuoin. The rain seemed to come at times when people eat food, which is lunch in the evening.
Right.
We didn't have very many problems as far as the crowd goes or anything. There was a little bit more cruising than normal.
I think that came from the wet weather.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. And I think, you know, it's not a rowdy event like it used to be. I think, you know, when you start putting $25,000 to $50,000 into an automobile and a lot of these people that were younger years ago are baby boomers now. They've grown up. You know, they respect the money that they put into the, to their hobby. So we love the event. We hope it keeps coming back.
All right. Did they know if they plan on keep coming back?
I think we got one more year on the contract.
Right.
Hopefully we can.
They like the place.
They love the place. I mean, you know, where else can you go in the United States and have a fairgrounds, right? You know, with 3,200 acres. With a road. You know, all the roads, you know, they can have their burnouts. Everything's kind of self-contained, all-inclusive. So, you know, it's just, it's a great venue.
It's another one of those things hard to qualify that are DuQuoin State Fairgrounds and its value, because at this point, you know, when you look at recent occurrences, infrastructure and budget, one of the first things we learned about from that infrastructure and budget action from the spring legislative session were repairs and monies for the DuQuoin State Fair.
Well, you know, and the Pritzker administration, they just got through putting in $350,000 for road improvements, $25,000 for the grandstand. They're going to put a new venting system into the SI Center, which is, it's really.
Oh,
neat.
Yeah, that's right, because of the exhaust from some of the motorsports.
You know, that's $110,000. They're going to spend about $8,000 on the barn. In the Capitol bill, they appropriated $2.4 million. Hopefully those funds will be available for infrastructure improvements for the fair. I know when Director Sullivan was first appointed, within 2 weeks he came down and met with me and my staff. We had a real nice conversation about the fair.
He was pretty impressive when I met him.
I think he's a great guy. I think this administration is committed to the DuQuoin State Fair. I talked to him a little bit about the discrepancy between the entertainment budget at the Springfield Fair and the DuQuoin Fair.
Sensitive subject to bring up.
Well, and people have to understand that Springfield, their grandstand holds about 10,000 people. Ours holds about 6,600, maybe 7,000 in capacity.
Gosh, they look the same. I didn't realize there was that much of a difference in size.
But, you know, the one asset the Duke Coin's got that Springfield doesn't is that the stage is right where the seats are.
Right.
The stage in Springfield is across the track. So, you know, if they have a rain event, it's muddy between the tracks. What Duke Coin has to do, I think they have to try to find a way to do more seating around the stage. And you know, having 6,600 seats is a detriment to trying to find the big acts like the Reba McEntires coming in. You know, Springfield sold out. People's telling me, so, you know, why can't we get Reba McEntire? You know, one of the big problems is our seating capacity. But John and I sat down and talked about it. You know, I said we've got to get some bigger acts, and you know, people here in Southern Illinois are willing to pay the money to see a big act. You know, I don't want to hear the story that, well, you know, Southern Illinois people is only going to spend $25 to $45 for a ticket. You know, those people go to St. Louis 2 and 3 times a week and spend $175 to see, you know, to see their favorite entertainer.
It's got to be the right offering.
It is.
And then you've got people say, okay, well, wow, free admission's back, but you're charging me $15 to park. So you've got that issue, too. You know, but the DuCoin State Fair, what it means to DuCoin, and those 10 days of action, the holidays, of course, cannot go underestimated. Now, here's the thing. We saw money from the budget and infrastructure for the DuCoin State Fair. Was there anything in there that you saw in any one of these plans for the city of DuCoin, not, you know, exclusive to the city, not involving the state fairgrounds?
We've hired a consulting firm in DuCoin to try to help us through the capital budget and capture some of those monies. There's a lot of legislative initiatives out there that are available, so we're going to go after those. You know, you talked about the parking at the DuCoin State Fair.
Just
a little bit. People, you know, complain about the $10, $15 parking, but they don't think anything about going to St. Louis and spending $20 or $30 to park to go see the Cardinals, and then spend $50 to $100 for a ticket and $10 for a beer, $8 for a hot dog.
You haven't talked to my old lady.
Yeah, you know
she says something about it.
Yeah, I say people don't think about it, but they really don't gripe about that. But, you know, they'll gripe about it.
Once again, I point to my old lady.
Yeah.
We drive by the restaurant. We're driving back through, and she looks at the Hardy sign, and she says, for what we paid for a hot dog and two Cokes, look what we could have got at Hardy.
Yeah.
And that was 6 years ago, and I'm still hearing it. But, yes, I understand what you're saying is maybe we do have a tendency. And I have a friend of mine who moved here from Southern California, and he says, you guys don't know how good you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says, imagine, you know, going to Crab Orchard and have to pay every time you put your boat in the water, that you've got to have a day pass if you want to bass fish, and then you've got a trailer fee, and then you guys, it's $200 before you put your boat in the water. You guys take what you have for granted. Do you think that's one of these occasions?
I think so. You know, I think that, you know, I look at the DuCoin State Fair as not a DuCoin event or the fairgrounds itself. I look at it as a regional asset.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, where else in the country do you see a rural area that's got a fairgrounds like we've got? You know, and the state has to be more aggressive about going after more events. You know, DuCoin reaps a little bit of the harvest, but we don't have the motels and the restaurants. Marion, Carbondale, Mount Vernon, Heron, all those people or all those towns, you know, they generate income off of what happens at the DuCoin State Fair.
Right.
And, you know, it could be the entertainment capital of anything south of Chicago and St. Louis.
You know, when it comes to coming back to this, is there anything in the budget and infrastructure plans for DuCoin? You talked to you were going to have somebody look into that. Is there anything that's labeled?
Well, we have three legislative initiatives right now. We Terry Bryant and Paul Schimpf both got us $60,000, and then Nathan Wright's got us $50,000 res initiative. So what we're going to do with that money is we're going to line some for manholes in DuCoin. You have to actively go after this money. there's a large pot of money that's going to be sitting there that everybody's going to be after. So we're just trying to better position ourselves with this, you know, with this governmental consultant.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was reading some of that, you were talking about capturing it, that and I forgot what it was. The money's sitting here, but it's really, you know, we started using the euphemism about 8 or 9 years ago, shovel ready. But there's another term they use that, you know, and there's only so much, and you've got to be ready and prepared to be able to use it, and then the money has to come in too.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going to see the capital bill roll out within the next 12 months. I think it's going to be a 4 or 5 year process for all that money, because you know, there's a lot of motor fuel tax money in that also.
$45 million over six, $45 billion over six years. Right. You know, you have one idea that it kind of come up, and because I'm seeing it with many towns, are saying we got these old properties, we want to get rid of the houses. You've been tearing down some of them already, but I'm curious about something that came up in the city council: mow to own.
Yeah, actually, Pete Spittler brought that to the council. It's a complicated issue. What we have to do, we have to, in DuCoin, we have the DuCoin Development Corporation. And what we can do is we can convey that property to the DuCoin Development Corporation. And then what they can do is they can strike a deal with a neighbor and say, okay, you take care of this property over the next 12 months or 24 months, we'll convey that to you. So it's a mow to own. The flip side to it is, if the city of DuCoin had that, what we would have to do is we would either have to put that property out for bid, or we would have to sell it for 80% of the appraised value. So us sliding it to DuCoin Development Corporation, it takes it away from the city, and the DuCoin Development Corporation can strike its own deal with the citizens.
And they've illustrated that they will care for the property and predisposed to show some due diligence and caring going forward.
Correct. You know, the caveat to it is that there's some people that do not want a quick claim deed. They want a warranty deed. So what the city will probably do, we will probably do the title work to make sure that we can convey a warranty deed to the person that's doing the mow to own.
Perry County's money problems, and, you know, the loss of deputies, and, of course, got the talk about we're going to find some new way to raise money. Mm-hmm. How much of an impact does that have on the city of DuCoin or vice versa?
Well, we haven't seen much of an impact as far as the county problems. You know, our council came out against the half-cent sales tax. Not very many councils would come out against a sales tax. In essence, what people needed to understand, the reason we did that was because 74% of all the sales tax dollars is collected in Perry County is collected in DuCoin. And that has a domino effect, because right now we are about 9.75. You had another half-cent sales tax. You're about 10.25%. You've got factories, we've got industries, we got General Cable there that's got 225 jobs. We're trying to protect that tax base. We're trying to protect that employment. So, you know, we took the opposition to protect our own in what we had, and we were going to supply 74% of that tax base back to the county. We weren't going to see anything in return other than what we currently have.
Right.
So, you know, when we came in 2015, the city of DuCoin, we were in a financial crisis. But we cut all the low-hanging fruit. We went back to the unions. We struck some deals with raising deductibles for insurance premiums. But we self-insured on the backside, where it didn't cost the employees anything. So I think there's other things that the county can do instead of going back to the taxpayers every time for money. And the other thing is, it was going to generate $600,000, which they weren't going to get for about 9 months. So these layoffs were going to have to come anyway, one way or the other. I mean, their backs were against the wall. This wasn't something that just happened overnight. This is something that happened over years and years
right.
and years.
Just like the state of Illinois.
Just like the state of Illinois.
You know, with the it's hard to imagine. I noticed it last night that I started seeing ads in my feed about college and going back to school. I'm like, already? You're already making plans to go back to school, too, with your kids. This is something that you've been doing now in DuCoin. It's I think comes back into that cheerleading aspect that I talked about earlier, and saying, you know, because you do this, you take this back to school thing pretty serious.
Well, we started last year. I wanted to do something for the kids, and we all got together, and the police had the police and fire always had an event, which wasn't really attended very well. So what we decided to do we decided to combine the two and have a back-to-school party and go back to the businesses and ask them for donations. We raised about $3,700 last year.
Not bad.
We had a band, free food. We had a movie. This year we're going to expand a little bit. We're going to have the free food. We're going to have a movie. We got a magician coming in, Chris Eagleson. You know him from Carterville.
Right.
He's going to come in and do a magic act for the kids. It's going to be an all-day deal where the kids are going to be able to swim for free at the municipal pool.
Oh, good.
We're going to start about 4 o'clock. We're going to have a car show. Last year we had about 1,200 people. So this year we think we'll have more. You know, we started the Trunk or Treat on Main Street in October. That's another big event. We tried that 2 years ago. We didn't know it was going to be a bust, but Main Street was full, 2,000 kids. And, you know, I know those kids aren't all from DuCoin,
right?
But that's okay.
Yeah, I think
I mean,
so, too.
Come to DuCoin.
Just like the state fair.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe their family's going to, you know, maybe their family will fill up with a tank of gas. Maybe they'll go to the restaurant and eat, you know, whatever. You're bringing them to DuCoin. You're exposing your community to the public.
Right. You know, next week, 4th of July, fireworks, state fairgrounds?
Yeah, July the 3rd. We're going to have
Do them on the 3rd,
yeah,
okay.
We're going to do them on the 3rd. We're going to have a concert in the park on the 2nd. We'll do the fireworks at 9 o'clock. We had a little hiccup last year where the fireworks weren't quite as good as what everybody expected. We went back to the vendor, and they're going to give us 30% more fireworks this year.
Good.
So we'll have a bigger show.
Great. I love fireworks, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. My inner 12-year-old is
just... Everybody loves them. My pups don't like them. But
dogs don't care for it either.
No, they don't.
The Thunder shirt and a little tryptophan for my boy there. Mayor Guy Alonji is joining us. As you the Alonji name is literally part of the city. It's weird. When Mike Reese and I worked together, we would bet on a sports event, and we'd bet a bottle of Alonji salad dressing. Swear to God.
Who usually won?
I've got the last bottle.
There you go.
I still have it because it's a bottle of honor.
I should have brought down a bottle for you today.
You know, and it's weird because, but you're literally part of the community. It's in your blood, right, and vice versa. I mean, what do you hope when it comes to, you see the state of Illinois in its current situation, the new taxes that are coming down, legalized recreational marijuana, we see all these changes here in Illinois. What are your hopes for the future for your community?
Well, you know, I think we just, we more or less just grow on what we've got, and we try to sustain what we have.
Should you be part of this four-lane connector to St. Louis plan?
Well, DuCoin really is because it's going to be 7 miles just south or just west of DuCoin. It's going to come up through Piatt's Y. Kudos to them that are trying to try to get the four lane all the way to St. Louis. I know it wasn't in the capital bill. I think they're trying to get some federal grants and things to move forward, trying to get the first phase.
I think there was a few million for this or that, some studies or something.
But, you know, I think they're trying to get some federal grants and trying to get the first leg done between Carbondale and Murfreesboro up to Piatt's Y. I think there's probably some problems getting it done. IDOT always works on traffic patterns and the number of cars that's going up and down Route 13 and the different corridors of 127. So, I think over the years, as we grow, I think that may happen. I don't see it happening within the next 3 or 4 years. I hope it happens sometime in my lifetime.
Right.
But you know, it's just something we got to grow on.
You know what I always kind of think of, if they did that for you in your city, be the equivalent of what 57 did for Marion.
Yeah, you know, if you look at major industry, they want to be on the four-lane highway.
And you've got, you know, it's like, is it General Cable?
Yep, General Cable.
Big asset
to DuCoin.
And if you could help me get somebody from General Cable on the air to talk about what they do, I'd love to help.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated by that type of manufacturing and all that. Love to have them down here in the studios to talk about what they talk about. You said 225
employees.
I mean, that's
huge
a good
for
thing.
DuCoin.
It is.
It's huge for the region because, I mean, not all those 225 people are from DuCoin. They're from Christopher. They're from Elkville. They're from Dow. You know, they're from DeSoto.
Right.
Pinckneyville.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, that's a regional asset. And, you talk about four-lane highway, the next thing is rail. And, we were happy to announce last year that we're going to have Chester Supply move in our industrial park. They're going to spend over $1 million for Canadian National Rail spur into our industrial park, which we think that will finally get our industrial park up and off the ground because they're going to distribute lumber all over the United States.
We're out of time. I hope you'll come back.
I will.
I hate running out of time when I've got I've still got a long list of stuff I still want to talk about, but we'll have to hit it another time. DeCoin State Fair, Street Machine Nationals behind you, the coming school year, another athletic year for your teams there, Aaron DeCoin. What else, just quickly, have you got on your mind in the on the horizon right now for people in DeCoin?
Well, we still want to continue to clean up our town. We have several properties that we still want to clean up. People need to be patient with us with that. It's a very costly affair to try to get through that process.
I would have expected you also to possibly use the word tedious.
It is. When you have a piece of property and you do title search, and you have 14 heirs to that piece of property, and you've got to track down all 14 of those to get a signature in order to convey the property, it's tough. And it costs a lot of money.
It does. And nobody does that work for free.
And nobody understands that.
Right.